Chekhov was born in 1860. He died in 1904. So he didn't have a very long life, but he packed an awful lot into it. He was someone who had a rather unorthodox path to literary celebrity because he never intended to become a writer. He grew up in the south of Russia in a town called Taganrog, which was a very, very long way away from Moscow, let alone St. Petersburg. And he grew up in a merchant milieu, which was also a rather unusual one for a budding writer, because the Russian merchants, by and large, were a rather segregated section of society. They were very, very conservative. They kept themselves to themselves. They didn't really have too much of an interest in culture. But Chekhov's father, at least, had the distinction of wanting to educate his children, and he sent Chekhov and his brothers to the local state gymnasium, which was a very superior classical base school. So he got a very, very good education. And Chekhov's father was also very religious. He was actually someone who wanted those Russian Orthodox services to go on even longer than they already did, which is surprising, because if you've ever been in an Orthodox service, you'll know that they go on for hours and hours sometimes, and you have to stand up. So Chekhov got a very good grounding in the church because he was forced by his father to sing in the choir. And a lot of his stories actually feature people from the church. His father wasn't a very good businessman. He had a grocer's shop, and Chekhov and his brothers were also forced to serve behind the counter. So it was a pretty grim childhood. His father was extremely disciplinarian. Because he was such a bad businessman, he actually went bankrupt in the late 1870s and fled to Moscow, taking most of the family, but leaving Chekhov behind, which left him the opportunity to go on wonderful adventures in the steppe. And the steppe is an incredibly important source of lyrical inspiration in his work.